Yati kunemngani wami la longibudile ukuthi ngabo bakaSanderson banaso yini sinanatelo. Ngamtshela ngathi stay tuned, utawusiva nje ngidawusithi nje fahla linyananga la emsakadweni. It's Rise FM with Carol Sanderson. And as I said earlier on, we're going to be having a conversation. This is very, very important. It's a conversation with Deputy Director of Eswatini Broadcasting and Information Services, Umnumzane Velisi Melane. So I was kulumisana la about the impact, the memory, and the lessons from one of the most talked about radio shows, especially khona eSwatini and akhona khona la eSkhwahlande. Siyabuka la, we are reflecting its impact, and we're also looking at its philosophy and why it still resonates even nanyalo with this modern world. It's Rise FM, siyabe sikhulumisana naye just in few minutes. Kanti ngifuna ukuthi nje fahla ngikuvise ukuthi lolu hlelo lesikhuluma ngalo ngiliphi. If kungukuthi you've never had a chance ukuthi ulalele, asengukuthi nje fahla fahla kancane.
Kalonto botu balela boxa coronation park was a place of words babana Swaziland
uyathi ndihlekani sicoko ngihleka ndihleka nani nje sake sayikhuluma ukuthi uyabona angimana ngathi ukuthi nangumbutho kusina na unasingane sakho ulele naso nje njabule kufuna nibuba ngcono.
Ya wendwa njalo wendwa njalo ngoba lokuthi shumbatela lokhu nako kanzi senilele
kuyahlupha kuvile nje kubi yako kanzi lokuba ngcono. Uyabona kwesinye isikhathi umuntu uma mhlawumbe asafile noma ushayiswa imoto noma ufa ngayiphi nje ndle umuntu nasafile akusilula kumbona kusinguye.
Ya
lokuba ngcono ke kusita lokuthi khona intwanyana letinye tibatana lanato mhlawumbe lokunye imilwanyana lekhona sewungambona kuthi
landwa lona lo metayele
tembuka. Ya
metayele angcuke manje ke nandawu la ngicokile sonke isikhathi ngubantu utawubona lo muntu
kude abantu bangcwaba umuntu longasuye wabo ngoba lo muntu akadonga umuntu angcuke. Ya kwaze kwafunyoko ngoba nginyoko lokwati kahle.
Ya
kwaze kwafa lo muntu soyangcwatshwa nje wrong ngcwatshwe bantu
yabo ngoba sekude lokwatiwe
kude lokwatiwe ungcuke wena.
Kufuneka
lo futhi
njengoba ngitshelile ke, if you've never listened to this show, then I'll sing a gave a lot for ke bumnanzi bokulalela luhlelo emsakadweni. Futhi ke ngalesa sikhathi, what was most beautiful ukuthi bawukhona ukuthi ubhale incwadi, ubhalele emsakadweni, ucele isido, ucele ukuthi bakuchachele tinkinga takho. Lo hlelo lelo lesinye isikhathi uthina ulalela without it for uhleka uhlekelela, kepha nase uphakathi kwekuhleka uphinze futhi, especially women, uphinze uve ukuthi hayi man ngathi lichaphata thine nje lo hlelo, uphinze ukwade ke futhi uphinze uhleke. It's Rise FM. We'll be speaking to the deputy director in few minutes time.
Sunday means slow jamming on Rise FM. We are taking it nice and easy.
Check.
Rise FM.
Don't sit down.
Yeah, chilo chilo by Tandi Swamazwai ngimthanda ngendlela mangalisako. It's Rise FM mlaleli sithi Mpumalanga zishe siyaqhubeka la. As I told you, ukuthi sicocisana na Deputy Director of Eswatini Broadcasting and Information Services, EBIS, uMnumzane Velisimelane, and sikhuluma la nge impact and memory as well as the lessons from one of the country's most talked about shows, emisakatini yonke yonkana kuleli vela kangwane nakhona la esikhwahlande. Mnguni asikubingelele sikwamukele emsakadweni Rise FM. Mnguni ukhona? Asikubingelele sikwamukele Boot Valley ukhona?
Yebo ngikhona sasizobingelela ngibingelele nabalaleli bakho eMzansi.
Sikubingelele sikwamukele siyabonga kakhulu isikhathi sakho this morning Boot Valley nokuthi uvuke nje utoba nathi sifuna nje sikubavusa labo sigcoko siyancinca nambokane. It's been some time yati ukuthi ke bonke abasekho emhlabeni kepha ilegacy yabo iyachubeka, and as we pay this tribute today sifuna kuva nje ngakini emsakadweni ukuthi what really stands out most of the time, especially nasibuka lo msakado kulesikhathi sanyalo nemsakado kulesa sikhathi basasekhona bombhokane, the style of broadcasting bebayisebenzisa ngalesa sikhathi.
Namathatha namabili dadwethu ayishiya induku ebandla, ashiya inqabhanye impela, ayidlala indima lebonakalako ekufundiseni, ekwelulekeni nekujabulisa sibe seMaswati. Kuma hlelo lwakhala mtumba tumba nesizwe indaba noma baba nasikhathi lesizwe impela bavula sikhala lesikhulu lekunike kube lula kuzivala. Nendlela bekasakata ngayo wawuthi khanza nje uhumekile emsakatweni uthi hayi angeke ngize ngikhweshe mhlawumbe aze aphume la madoda ayakhumbuleka kulukhuni kakhulu ukuwakhohlwa ngeligalelo lalifaka ikakhulu asendathi inhlelo lokwekhathi lolu lwamdumbadumbane lokuhlelo lobe lihamba embili losahamba embili noma selingasekwangasekho la madoda lamabili.
It's very much amazing because lel hlelo labo belijabulisa kepha liphinze likwadise ke futhi la ikakhulukati they were very very controversial and futhi bebangabavuni nakancane nje bomake. Nina emsakadweni beniyithatha kanjani and how did you respond to the listeners nabasuke mhlawumbe bacomplaina or bakhala ngale ndlela bakhuluma ngakhona uba addressa ngakhona bomake?
Ekuntweni siSwati silinandi, siSwati sihle, futhi ke uma mhlawumbe ungasiqondi ungacabanga ukuthi mhlawumbe lo muntu uyakwethuka, mhlawumbe ukubukela abantu, mhlawumbe uyakunyembenya, kanti la madoda lawa bekafundisa, afundisa ngaso siSwati kulolu hlelo, la madoda lawa bekeluleka kulolu hlelo lesiSwati ngikhulu ukuthi ajabulise eMaswati. Eqinisweni bomake bebakhanza mhlawumbe ungazuthi babukeleka phansi mhlawumbe ngemagama labekade kumempukane awasebenzisa kakhulu. Uma sikhuluma naye thini bekasho lokuthi cha bekunene eqinisweni lonke akusiko kokuthi yena ubabukela phansi bantu besifazane, yiloko ukuthi ngemhambo weSwati kuba nembo leshoko lebhekelile ukuthi umntwesifazane ufuna aphile kanjani. Manje uma ngabe mhlawumbe atathi kuthola kumbe sekece lo myalo bese ba nemagama lasetshenziswako kwenyanyekisa lesento lasendile lo muntu ukuthi no ungasindile.
Kepha nje wena mnguni singathi nje ucoshe bangakhi bafati la emakhaya because bantu would always take my advice wabo very seriously. So nakathi cosha, cosha mnakethu, cosha. And you know, as broadcasters, how did they influence especially the younger generation? Njengoba siyathi ukuthi radio evolves, you know, especially talk radio.
Yeah, iRadio iyashintsha nekhathi futhi ithambile sekuguqukile akusafani nayitolo. mhlambe sisiwathi sayitholo lebekade mhlambe sisetshenziswa yebo sisekhona basekhona labazivako le sikulwane lesesikhona nyalo sithi khanza ungazi ukuthi hayi man asisiva kahle leswathi sisuke sishubile mhlambe kumbe ufunda nabakwenda kumbe etikolweni nyalo uma ungasebenzisa lolulimi lwayitolo ungathi khanza ungesingithi irrelevant ngeke labantu babuke ukuthi hayi ukhuluma ngani lo lokubalekile kokuthi sizame nathi bayitolo kokuthi sibaqonde labakhona enyalo kokuthi bafuna ukuthi sibeze basize kanjani vele iqiniso lethi kudingeka umuntu lothi awuqonde ukuthi lesithukulwane lesisesikhona asisafani nalesisayitolo kule mkhathi lomkhulu kakhulu emkhathini walesithukulwane sayitolo nalesi salamuhla.
Ngithi fahla sikhulumisana la emalangeni lambadlwana landlulile uyoveta kokuthi kune possibility yoku revive le show. Can you take us through with that? And also nenda kanjani kuqinisekisa kokuthi we don't only find another Mbokane as a presenter, because ema presenters esikhathini lesiningi siyathanda kulingisela kepha we don't want another one, sifuna le originality yaloyo muntu.
Yes, we would tell you that we would say, Steve, solo Fiakala, we would say, yeah, what's on up in Dumba Dumba? We actually would say, basically, we would say, see when the political related city, Embawe COVID. Definitely, another one would say, we wouldn't think there, go let the Funega, go for the younger intro, a Ushale, the fans, Ulpachetel, we are not going to be a umetamu ukhona sethu wethu ukuthi lihlelo lubuye emoyeni empeleni uhlelo lwethu sasihlela ukuthi ngenyanga yenyoni September eluhlelo lube semoyeni kepha manje kwasebakhona ke lokusigilako kanti ngoba sabahlola nebantu nabangalwenda lohlelo ngelishwa ke lobe kahamba embili wabe siyashiya emhlabeni kepha manje wabakhona babakhona lababakhona sabathola nanyalo nje sesimele nje ukuthi kuvuleke lembobo levalekile bese sihlelo luyabuya emoyeni lokubuhlungu nje noma mhlawumbe lokumalisa ngilokuthi nabantu labaningi labafuna kwenta lehlelo abakahle wanambokani kephana-ke bakagama bekunalomeke edu ephelile athi naye uyafuna kuqadade inkinga kanti-ke sekukhona lesi mhlolile manje naye ngelisho wagama siyabachazela lokuthi asifunile ukungembhokane ngoba kude longabamba leli zinga lajim gama
kunjalofuna
umuntu awuqonda
kokuthiasesiphethekaleli-ke bamngoni two questions le yokuqala ngokuthi nifuna lisito lelikanjani? How do people reach out to you if kungukuthi njengoba usho ukuthi kudingeka ama-funds or i-funding if kungukuthi kukhona bosomabhizinisi labakhona esikhwahlande labanye siyade emaswati lamanye ndakhona tinde khona nganeno banifala kanjani? How do they reach out nabafuna ukuthi bafake lisito kulenza?
Ngikhona ukuthi ngingafuna nje babhalele umthonjisi womsakato mhlawumbe bangambhalela ku-email yakhe noma bambhalele ekhelini elithi P.O. Box 338 Mbabane sefana-ke sekwaba lula ngaleliposi lembane asho umuntu ukuthi uyafisa ukuthi asesekele ngoba ukhona lowake wafika ngalomnye iminyaka wathi yena uyafuna lokuthi alusekele lolu hlelo manje-ke kwaba kokuthi-ke kuba le migqomo mhlawumbe yakahulumende lothela kokuthi-ke ingxenye iyaphilisa ingavumi kefana-ke sivule tanda kokuthi nangamakhona lositaka ngoba akufike mdumbantumane kuphela nemdalo womoya bayawufuna singabona abantu laba ngasisekela ukuthi mane le mihlelo le bantu laba kuthandako sibuyele emoyeni.
Kwegcina nje mngoni, what messages would you share especially nemindeni yalaba lababili abasekho emhlabeni kepha bayawuhlala bakhunjulwa njalo so i-message longayishiyela imindeni ngisho nabo balaleli kakhulukadi nalabo labasababukela ngisho nyalo i-generation leseseyincane
angathi kulukhuli sethu wethu ukuthi umuntu angathini ngoma uyathi uthi uyavula la bo-YouTube ukhande lapha kunamdumbadumbane uthi ushayela umuntu uve i-ringtone uve kukhuluma la majali amabili kuba khona into levukako angathi ukuthi kuwo le mindeni ungabe bona beva kunjani ngoma uyathi ukuthi la madoda lawa sikhala lazivula sikhulu kakhulu kukhulu ukuzivala kungaba kusho nje ukuthi hey umhlaba awunoni
kunjalo kuni ema archives kubaluleke kangakanani ukuthi sibe nawo kwasinaka phela bona ngalesa sikhathi bemenganayo i-social media kepha bayachubeka nanyalo they are making headlines all over social media.
Yes, ngalo kuthi vele sivothi yaguquguquka bebakhuluma ukuthi kukhona into letabo uzothi Jim Gama hey, angifisi kungiphanze nakulo mtako angathi ngabe uyakhuluma ngale social media and uthube nyalo bakhona ungabe ngabe kwentekayo
hayi sibaye kakhulu isikhathi sakho Mngoni, it was really really lovely. Utawuphinza ubuye kithi usitshele nje kungukuthi luhlelo selivele liqalile nakungukuthi ama-applications asavulekile bomake bona bavumelekile yini kokuthi banga-apply
eqinisweni sabathola bomake sabahlola nabo kwabakhona besibathola ukuthi hayi yathi bangalibamba ngoba sifuna vele lento ukuthi ishintshe kungabingathi yini bemadoda bomake bakhona labasathi bakhona labawadinga ukuqeda inkingi
ibalance babe. Siyabonga kakhulu, thank you so much for your time Bundveli. Sibongile ukuthi sikhulumisane nawe, siyaphinda sibuye ke futhi sicubungule naseyita ucala sesiyitholile ifunda. So thank you for your time.
Siyabonga kakhulu wethu nakubalaleli beRise FM. Siyabonga.
Yeah, ngubudveli Simelane, Deputy Director ke lapha emsakatweni wakangwane EBIS, sikhulumisana naye this morning. Budlelwano ke lobu lesibuthandzako kokuthi sibende naleminye ke imisakato. Sikhathi sami siyangivumela ke emlaleli kokuthi nami ngasale ke sengivalelisa la. It was really really beautiful to be with you from 6 to 9. Akusahambeki.